I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to this week's podcast, Meditation for Health. I encourage you to keep meditating on a daily basis, once in the morning and once at night. I think you'll find that rhythm to be really healthy and an excellent routine to deepen your meditation. This week's podcast is being brought to you by sleepphones.com. Sleep phones are earphones that you can listen to while you're meditating or while you're sleeping at night. They're very comfortable so that you can sleep in them at night or can use them throughout the day. To learn more about them, please go to www.sleepphones.com/puff. In this week's episode, I want to talk about what keeps us from meditating and how to overcome that so that we start meditating on a regular basis. There are many reasons why we don't do things that we know are good for us. So I'd like to start with myself. I mean, obviously, I love to meditate, and I've been meditating for many, many years. But when I first was exposed to meditation, I was about 19 years old, working on my first academic degree, and I began studying the positive effects of meditation. But my exposure to meditation was very scientific, very medical, and I learned about how meditation was very good for your heart, for your stress level, and just your overall physical health. It kept your heart well, it reduced your blood pressure, but I would describe it as very medical, very scientific, and fairly exclusively that. And as a 19-year-old, though I knew it was good to have a healthy heart and keep my blood pressure down, I wasn't concerned about the medical implications of high blood pressure at that point in my life. And of course, keeping your stress down is a good thing. But again, being a 19-year-old, I was very excited about life, and I really wasn't at that point yet concerned about the negative effects of stress. Of course, I took care of myself, I exercised, and ate okay back then. But I wasn't focused on the long-term effects and what would happen if I didn't take care of myself on a regular basis and the consequences of that. Again, I was about 19 years old. I did, however, enjoy the effects of meditation back then. I found it very peaceful and relaxing, and didn't find it too difficult to meditate even from the beginning. I was fortunate, it's true, because I know some of you struggle with that. But I think what kept me from meditating, it wasn't that I didn't realize that meditation was good for me. It wasn't that meditation was hard. It was the fact that I just had other things to do. So, I did meditate, but it was very periodic. It was off and on, and I could go months or weeks without meditating, and then meditate again, and it was really intermittent is the best way I would describe it. What changed for me was, years and years ago, I started meeting people, and I know this may sound silly, but I started meeting people who had been meditating for a very long time, and they told me about the really positive effects as far as growth went, that meditation is a really good way to grow psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, in very, very many ways. Yes, it was good for you medically, but when I learned that it was far more than that, that it really could take me to very deep levels spiritually and emotionally, I got the bug, and I started meditating every day, twice a day, and I've been doing that for many, many years now. Because growing while I'm here on planet Earth is very important to me. So I think one thing that can really help with learning to meditate on a regular basis, if that is important to you, is to begin to explore how meditation benefits you and find that reason for meditating and then meditate. Because if you don't have a real reason to meditate, something else will get in the way, and that will become your priority. It might be watching TV, going to sporting events, working more, making more money. That becomes a priority. But if you find that, and I talk about it a lot in my book, Meditation for Health and Happiness, if you see that meditation is far more than just medical, it has many effects on happiness. That's been recently shown that it actually increases your levels of happiness. It affects your peacefulness. You can have incredibly mystical experiences that I've talked about in this podcast and in my book. And I think when you begin to see that, wow, meditation is far, far more than just good for you and reducing your stress, you too may find reasons to meditate. A second impediment I think that keeps us from meditating is that meditation at first can be difficult. We sit down, we try to quiet our mind, we may sit there from 15 minutes to a half an hour, and during that time, really nothing happens. Our mind is just going and going and going, and we may have only a minute of stillness, or even 30 seconds, and it's challenging at first for some people. And I think if this is your case, this is what I found to be the solution to that one. Really start off by using guided meditations. Every third week, Elizabeth and I give a guided meditation for different topics and issues, and you can take them and expand them and make them longer. My audio CD, Meditation for Health and Happiness, ends with a half an hour guided meditation, which I think you'll find very helpful. There are many other places where people create and have guided meditations for sale or for free, and I encourage you to use them and utilize them as a way to help you in your beginning stages of meditation. I have found that when people listen to guided meditations, they do better if they struggle with it. Elizabeth and I have meditation retreats, and we'd love to have you join us as a way to help deepen your meditation practice. Guided meditations can be very helpful if you struggle with meditating. I encourage you to try it. And what you'll find is it's a lot like riding a bike. Initially, you need training wheels, but after you get the hang of it, you're off. It's the same way with meditating. I think once you start meditating and you get the hang of it, you're off and you can start meditating it on your own more. However, I think you'll also find that meditating with other people is a wonderful experience. And I often find that some of my most deep, wonderful meditation experiences are when I'm with other people. And that brings me to a third reason why people don't meditate. They don't like being alone. And what I mean by that is, it isn't that they mind being by themselves, but what they don't like is being by their emotional selves. Because when you meditate, you get to learn about you and what's inside of you. Things come up. So in meditation, things may come up, and you may find there's things you have to work on, emotional things, things that have been left in the corner, in the attic that need dusting, clearing out, and then you heal them, and then you get better. So use meditation as a wonderful way to find out, is there something inside of me that needs some healing still? And I talk far more about this in my book, Anger Work, How to Express Your Anger and Still Be Kind, which is really a book about healing and how to heal. So if you do find that things come up when you're meditating, make sure that you spend time to heal them. If you still have wounds from your past or something that happened that's just that requires some healing, get that healing. Therapy is great for that. But continue to meditate, because meditation is a good barometer to let you know how you're doing. Because if you can be still and present with yourself, then you're doing pretty well. Another reason I think that people struggle with meditation is really just discipline. It takes discipline to meditate. You have to set aside time each day to meditate. And that's why I really encourage people to have a discipline of meditating when they first get up, which means if you get up to an alarm clock, set that alarm clock so that you have an extra 30 minutes to meditate. And when you go to bed at night, go to bed 30 minutes early so that you have time to meditate. I think that simple technique of just saying, okay, because I'm going to meditate, I need to make sure that I have time in the morning and set aside time in the morning to meditate as you set aside time to take a shower and have your breakfast. And same thing at night, set aside time to meditate. And if it's important to you, I think what you'll find is that you will set aside that time. to find reasons for yourself that meditation is important, and then meditate once in the morning and once at night. There are many other reasons why we don't meditate, and I'll continue to explore them in future podcasts. But in this podcast, I want to end with just an encouragement that continue listening to our podcast that Elizabeth and I create each week for you, so that you can really be convinced of the importance of meditation and use it to develop your own meditation practice, so that you too can really find the wonders, the beauty, and the true bliss of meditation. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.